This morning's gospel reading presents us with one of the most challenging sayings of Jesus, love your enemies. This injunction is part of the Sermon on the Mount, which Jesus offers as the most authentic interpretation of Torah. Jesus does not receive his wisdom about his own religious tradition by the assiduous study of the writings and teachings of scholars of the law. He receives it from his own spirit-guided discernment of the deeper meaning of the various commandments in the light of the inbreaking reign of God, which Jesus is preaching and exemplifying by his actions. The Old Testament does not teach hatred of one's enemies. A view like that emerges from human beings operating out of their own basic survival instincts. Jesus wants his brothers and sisters to imitate God, who lets the rain and the sun come down on both the just and the unjust. We can add something to what Jesus says. God pours out all of God's life and love on every single human being from the beginning to the end of their lives, and that divine self-bestowal is not conditioned on how persons conduct themselves in relation to God, each other, or themselves. That divine self-giving is based solely on how God has freely chosen to be for us and is not based on any merits of our own. The phrase, love your enemy, needs careful attention. Love in the Bible is not mainly a matter of feelings or emotions. In Scripture, love is mainly a choice to act a certain way towards another, to act in ways that benefit rather than harm the other. We are not expected to have warm feelings for those who wish us ill, but we are expected, if we want to be part of God's new creation, to ask for the grace from God to wish the other well, wish the other's true flourishing. If even this seems like a mouthful, try this. Ask for the grace to pray that the one who treats me like their enemy does what is God's will for them, whatever that might be. Here I'm only spelling out what Jesus says. Love your enemy, pray for those who persecute you. The second phrase interprets the first and gives us practical guidance about how to love our enemy. Pray for them. The conclusion of the passage is part and parcel of the passage. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. The word perfect is translating the Hebrew word tam. This word means something like complete. So here it would mean love completely as your heavenly Father loves. In other words, love inclusively as your heavenly Father loves. Love more and more inclusively, whether the situation calls for warm, affectionate love, or tough love, or justice-seeking love. But make sure it is always some form of love that you are sending out to others.